Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today
FM. We're going to go to Nicola Colligan, and Nicola is going to have a go. It's time for us to play Waffle, a game where we give you a topic and you waffle about it as much as you can in just 30 seconds. You can get as much help as you want, but remember, you've only 30 seconds and we need to hear your specific voice saying all of the answers. So I've got five keywords, and you have to try and match all five of mine to win a grand. 1,000 euro up for grabs every single morning. And when somebody wins, we put another 1,000 in the next day. So there's always going to be one here for you around 7:25 in the morning. And Nicola, how are you?
Ah, good morning, Ian. I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I am fantastic. It's Friday. I love Fridays.
Oh, I love Fridays too.
I love Fridays more these days than I even did before. I just love the idea of the weekend. I believe it says here, you know nothing about nothing.
But nothing about nothing.
Well, if you work that out, though, if you work that out, that means you know something about something.
Well, okay, I'm going to take your word for that, Ian. I'm going to tell you something very different.
Well, we'll see how you get on anyway. So you've got Patrick and Oisin there. They're going to help
Patrick
you out.
Patrick and Oisin, and I have Conan as well. But Conan's
Conan?
Only 19.
Oh, very
yes.
good.
Yeah, he's
okay.
only 19 months old.
So, oh, is he? Yeah.
But,
well, you never know. Yeah. He might say something. Nicola, best of luck to you today. And what's the weather like in Louth?
In Louth, it's dry.
Yeah, dry. Yeah.
Yep.
Pleasant
dry
enough. Mild. It's quite mild, isn't it, for November?
It certainly is, yes. It's get colder next week.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just delaying the inevitable here.
Oh, come on.
Right, here we go. Let's find out what your topic is for this morning. I want to wish you the very best of luck. Fingers crossed. We want winners. Come on, here we go.
Today's waffle topic is
Robbie Williams.
Oh, Take That, concert in Dublin, Crow Park, Viva Tree Arena. What nationality is he? Who's he married to? English.
Slane Castle.
Some of the songs.
Robbie Williams. Let Me Entertain You. Angels.
One to go. Obvious one.
Candyman.
Perfect. You know what you never mentioned? You never mentioned that he's a singer.
Never mentioned as a singer. Listen, we did better than the last time. The last time we almost got three, so we're one up. Well, so we'll try again, yeah.
Patrick and Oisin were there saying, ha, you never said singer there.
I know.
Nicola.
Oh, look, it nearly.
You're getting there. You're going to have to call back again.
Oh, I will.
Thanks, lads. Good luck.
Okay.
Cheers.
And KPI, CRM, VPN and SEO are among
I thought you'd gone completely crazy. I thought you were losing the plot there for a second.
Yes, I've just gone AWOL.
AWOL,
that's another one. They're among the most confusing workplace acronyms.
All right, okay. So what's it? KPI.
KPI.
Go on, tell us.
Key Performance Indicator.
Oh, for God's
sake. So there have been 662... More than 662,000 searches for what that is. Do you know when someone's chatting and you're like, yeah, and you're like, what does that mean?
Yeah,
do you know,
exactly.
But you
don't wanna,
but
give us another one there.
CRM.
What's that?
Customer Relationship Management.
Yeah, that's
so that's like if you're Salesforce, those kind of things.
Yeah.
And then VPN. I know what this is, but I didn't know what it meant.
Oh, yeah.
Virtual Private Network. So
that's where you watch American television on your...
Yes.
Yeah. And well, that's not what it's really for, but
no.
I mean, that's what you do.
And SEO, search engine optimization. So
of
what you
course.
Put on your website so that people can find you.
Right. Search
you
engine
go.
Optimization. Why can't people just say the words? Sometimes the acronym actually takes longer to say than the words themselves. But there
yes.
you go.
Yeah.
Anyway.
The world is mad.
BFN. Bye for now.
Bye.
Shauna, Lady Gaga.
Yep.
Ireland. Has anybody seen her around? Are these rumours or...
There is a chance.
Spotted.
There is a chance she could be coming to Ireland in the very near future.
Right.
She might even be here now because according to some very reliable sources, she's going to be making a cameo in the second
Fair
season.
City.
Yes, you've got it. Oh my God. She's down in Carrickstown right now. No, she's going to be making a cameo in the second season of Tim Burton's Wednesday, which is currently being filmed in Ashford Studios in Wicklow. Now, the exact nature of her role is being kept under wraps. gaps, but we do know they are still here filming in Ireland because Ray Foley saw Tim Burton in Dublin last week.
Tim is still here.
Right. So there's a chance she could be coming here to film.
Yeah.
Maybe she's already done it and we don't know. Maybe she slipped in and got out without us even
realising. Ray Foley has her number anyway, so
probably.
You can just give her
give
a ring.
Give her a shout. I'll check
in
with Ray.
Are you here or what?
Yeah. What's
what
the story?
What are you doing Friday? Yeah.
Coming out for a pint. Yeah.
She might be on the Late Late Show then tomorrow.
God.
You never know.
Wow. This is all happening.
If anybody spots Lady Gaga, will they please let us know here? 0874 100 102, and we'll pass it on. Now, people might just lie and make stuff up and say, yeah, I saw her down
she
Super
was down
Max
in
there.
Rochford Bridge somewhere.
Anyway, feel free. 0874 100 102. And Maura's last minute supermarket sweep. All right.
Yeah,
okay.
So Maura Higgins is gearing up. According to reports, she's gearing up to head into the jungle.
So is she going in
as
or
a,
not?
We're not sure. It's not being confirmed.
Because I heard she was and then said, no, she's actually not.
She's not being confirmed, but the word is that she's going to be flying out and joining later as a kind of a bombshell contestant.
Bombshell.
So and she would be a bombshell as well. Yeah. So she's been pictured doing a lot of shopping over the last few days, leading people to think that she's maybe getting the last few bits before she goes in.
Right.
Is she in
Australia? Or
no, she's still in the UK.
Still in the UK.
I've been checking to see, has she been spotted in any airports? She hasn't.
Okay.
But that's not to say she's not going. It's not till Sunday. So...
Okay. Kicks off Sunday
evening at 9 o'clock.
Do they still do the thing at the start where they have to jump into the water? Or
they have to do something at the start every time.
A
big stunt, whether it's jump off a plane or... Yeah, they do have to do something.
That's going
to
happen. Okay. Yeah. All right. So I'd like to see her in there.
I would watch it.
We are going to Dublin to Saoirse Ní Chualann Padar for the kickstart song. Yay. Saoirse, did I get your name right?
Yes, you did, spot on.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, I was giving it to me phonetically there. It's a bit of a mess. Do you have to do that a lot and say, this is the way you pronounce it to people, yeah?
Yes, even the Irish people.
Saoirse Ní Chualann Padar, yeah?
Yes, spot on.
It just rolls off the tongue now at this stage. So listen, Saoirse, you live in Swords.
I do, yes.
Fan of pavilions, are you?
I do like the occasional trip.
Yeah, good spot, good spot, yeah.
Yes.
And you're doing a part-time master's in international security. So you're
kind of
like a spy or something like that, yeah?
Yeah, well, could potentially end up that way if playing my cards right, I suppose.
But I can't say too much about this at the moment, or I'd have to kill you.
Yeah, exactly.
And listen, I believe you're very excited to see a famous Finnish violinist in the National Concert Hall on Friday. Tell us more about that.
Yes, so we actually kind of came across it just by accident the other day. I think I got an ad for the National Concert Hall because we'd been before for the UCD Symphony Orchestra.
Yeah.
And my fiancé is Finnish, and I said, oh, that kind of sounds like a Finnish name. And he just went, yeah, no, it is. Like, he's really famous.
Oh, wow.
I was like, oh, okay, well, we might as well go.
Right, so there you go. That's Friday night sorted for you anyway.
It is, yeah.
And listen, you know what they say? The Finnish people are supposed to be the happiest in the world. Is your fiancé a happy person?
100%.
Really?
Yes.
And why do you think they're so happy?
Well, I think because they kind of start work in like very, very early.
Right.
And then they get to finish early. So then they get to have the rest of the day, I suppose, to do other things and be with family.
Yeah. They
so,
finish early. Finish
early.
Exactly. Yeah, very good. Yes, very good. This is just to get the old brain juices flowing this morning. Australia is home to the longest what in the world? Australia is home to the longest what in the world? I have no idea. So every single entry that comes in is going to be a surprise to me. So please let us know what you think on that one. Australia is the home to the longest what? We had David Byrne in Dublin. Hi, David. Longest town name. Oh, very good. No, we've actually checked that out there, David. Thank you very much. Good guess. That's in Wales. And please don't ask me to pronounce it, but it's in Wales, the longest town name. Alan in Kildare. Let's see how Alan got on this morning. He sent us a voice note.
Good morning, Ian. Would Australia be home to the longest musical instrument, the didgeridoo? You know that kind of lad.
Alan, you've saved yourself a fortune. You don't have to go out and buy a didgeridoo. You can do it with your mouth. Good on you. That's fantastic. That's not the right answer, but very entertaining nonetheless. And thank you very much. Always welcome here. Alan, thank you very much for getting in touch. I think we do have a correct answer. Yes, Rob and John have got in touch on the voice note as well. So here's the question again. Australia is home to the longest what in the world? Okay, this is the answer we were looking for.
Good morning, Eno. This is Rob and John here in the explosives truck on the way down to Cork. I think the answer is fence. Cheers, Ian.
Fence. Fence. I said, what did he say? He didn't say fence, did he? Fence. My God. Rob and John. Good on you. Very good. Where did they say they were going? Somewhere with explosives. Good God. Good morning, Ian. Just dropped my son to work and Owen reckons Australia has the longest fence. Love the show. Oh, Mary and Shannon got it as well in County Clare. Mary, well done. The longest fence. That is some achievement, isn't it? Huge. So how long is it? Stretching over 5,000 kilometres from Queensland to South Australia, the dingo fence is designed to protect southeastern Australia's sheep farms from predatory dingoes. So there you go. Don't know how well it works. But there'd be a lot of maintenance involved in keeping that fence going, wouldn't there? 5,000 kilometres. The longest fence in the world. It's Australia.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today.